On this Wednesday afternoon, we're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Hope everything's going good over on your side of the fence.
Well, if you could keep the rains from not coming, although I think there may be a few places that want to rain on a crop that's been in the ground. We still need to put some soybeans in at this point. What do you see for the Midwest?
Well, unfortunately, I do see us ramping up on the rainfall as we go forward through this coming week, and that is going to be a real problem potentially for some folks because obviously we're trying to get down to the wire here and get this crop in the ground. The good news is that there will be some breaks in the rain, but it's not very long breaks, and we're not really as warm as we ought to be in order to make some good drying progress between events. So it looks to me like from Kansas and maybe parts of Iowa into Ohio and Michigan, those areas are probably not going to see a lot of ideal weather for more than a day at a time between now and probably the latter part of next week. So maybe get two or three breaks in there, but a single day of drying is not going to be enough given the environment that we're in right now. So starting this weekend, I'm afraid that the conditions will be deteriorating in those eastern areas to the point where it'll be a real challenge to try to get done, I think, on time here.
That is too bad. I take it the southeast will continue to get a little rainfall, which they have needed desperately as well.
Yes, and their soil moisture profile has improved greatly because of the rains that have fallen in the past week. They are expected to turn drier biased again as we move deeper into this month and especially in July. So this is a very important rainfall for them. But they are seeing enough improvement there that, yes, I think they've turned the corner, at least for now.
Canadian prairies, what are conditions like there?
That is a very serious situation there. There are some areas in Saskatchewan and neighboring areas of east central and southeastern Alberta that are literally teetering on withering and actual loss of production for this year. It is so dry up that way. The temperatures have not been as hot this week as they were last week, which has really helped a lot. The good news for them, I suppose, is that there is at least some scattering of showers that will occur as we go forward through this next 5 days, and that will help to limit the potential for widespread losses in this week. I'm hoping, and I think I'm correct, that this shower activity is going to be priming the pump for their rainfall, hopefully, and that next week we'll have a better opportunity for more organized rain. I'm being told that some of the crop has already been lost there, and certainly the production potential in canola and some of their wheat country has definitely come down. They're way off of their potential for seeing a high-yielding crop. But at this point, they just want to keep the crop alive. So we're hoping that the rain that's going to evolve over the next 10 days will be sufficient for rescuing a large part of that crop. But it is a very tenuous situation and one that needs to be closely monitored.
Around the other side of the world, in the Black Sea area, how are conditions for crops?
Yeah, there's a dry problem over there as well. From eastern parts of Ukraine into Kazakhstan, including a large part of Russia's southern region, that area there is quite dry and getting drier. They've had a lot of 80 and lower 90-degree temperatures this week. It hasn't rained in that area for a while, and there's not much rain in the pipeline for the next 10 days, maybe longer than that for some of this region. The temperatures will stay warm, maybe not quite as hot as they have been, but they'll stay warm, and so the moisture situation will continue to go downward. Their corn and soybeans are produced in that area, as well as some others, but that is a very important area for those two crops, and so obviously there's going to be a little pressure on the yield potentials there if this lasts too much longer. From a spring wheat perspective, there's some crop there that also could be negatively impacted by this. A lot of the wheat is grown just a little bit farther to the north where subsoil moisture is still favorable, and so I'm not expecting the impact to be quite as great on the small grains as it may be on those coarse grain and oil seeds.
Hey, thanks so much, and you have a good week.
All right, you do the same.
Thank you. I will. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.